3-1 pitch, swing and a drive. Deep to right field, way up there, way out of here. Goodbye, baseball.
Eight strikeouts for the King tonight and make it 23 consecutive scoreless innings for Felix.
And strike three called on the outside corner, and there it is.
It's time for the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast.
Kyle Seager, that just happened. Thank you very much.
Now, here's your host, Gary Hill.
And welcome back. It's great to be back. Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast. After the All-Star break, we are back, ready for the second half of the season. We have a lot to get to in this one. We're going to talk about the three games played as the Mariners are back, taking on the Houston Astros for three games. We'll talk about what comes up in the next handful of ball games. A big weekend coming up, too, obviously. We'll have more on that as we move through this edition of the podcast. Also, we're going to have the first half that was instead of the week that was on this edition. A lot of great highlights coming your way. Also, bullpen banter, Charlie Furbush with Mike Montgomery. That's going to be here as well. So a ton to get to. Also, some good news, really good news. Felix Hernandez, we'll hear from him after his start on Friday in Tacoma. Rick Riz, a chance to catch up with the King. And he is due for a start coming up at Safeco Field on Wednesday. We'll talk about that more as well. But first things first, let's get to the ball games over the weekend. Mariners back in action after the All-Star break, taking on the Astros in the first of three. James Paxton on the hill. Game one would go to the Astros 7-3, a five-run fifth inning. Paxton just couldn't work around it. He ends up giving six runs in five innings. And the Astros take game one of the series. Mariners bounce back in game two. And this one was all about Hisashi Iwakuma, who was absolutely brilliant in the ballgame.
Iwakuma sets, turns, tosses, cut out and missed a three-quarter swing. And he gets him with an off-speed pitch. Gonzalez strikes out as Iwakuma strikes out the side in order. And he's fanned eight, tying a season high.
He did that in the sixth inning, and that's when the Mariners came through with their only run and the only run of the ballgame.
McCullers sets chest high. The right-hander fires home, swinging a ground ball through the left side for a base hit, and the Mariners strike first. They have to wait until the bottom of the sixth inning. Cano, an RBI single into left center field. It scores Martin following the leadoff triple, and it's now 1-0 Mariners.
Iwakuma was sensational. Seven innings of two-hit ball, no runs, one walk, eight strikeouts on 90 pitches. Diaz, one inning, one hit, no runs. Cishek, the save, one inning, one hit, no runs. Cano drives in the run, his 20th RBI against the Houston Astros this year. There's very few Mariners. It's only happened seven times now where a Mariner has 20 or more RBIs against one team in one season. And Cano, well, the Mariners still have some games against the Astros to go, so Cano can add to that. But that was number 20 as the Mariners win game two of the series, 1-0. They were at 46-45 after that game, and a chance on Sunday to take a series, which would have been obviously ideal coming out of the All-Star break, taking a series from the Houston Astros. But it would not be, as the Astros win 8-1, an ugly game for the M's, four errors for the Mariners in the ball game. They had opportunities, the bases loaded a couple of times, didn't score a couple of times, and as Scott Service said, just one to forget.
Yeah, it's hands down the worst game we've played all year. We just messed up six or seven plays in the field today, and played a terrible ball game. You can't sugarcoat that. I think that is what it is. Disappointing. Disheartening. Whatever it is, it's going to happen. Maybe once a year you play a game like that. You hope it's not against the team that's in front of you in the standings. So, not a whole lot of positives to talk about today.
Do you treat this any different at this time of the year than you would if this happened in April?
Yeah, just disappointed, I guess, as much as anything. And then the errors that, you can go down the list today. We miss cutoff man, we don't throw the right base, we don't field bunts, we drop balls, we don't situational hit. You go through the whole list, the gamut today, and it's disappointing. You know, there's no way to put it. We don't. I mean, it's, you know, we're professionals, and then the guys know they're there. They're disappointed in their effort as well.
How do you judge Montgomery's start out of that? He was kind of dealing.
Yeah,
with
yeah. I actually give him a ton of credit. He kind of wilted and fell apart there. That's not easy. You know, the way we weren't really helping behind him, but he got through the second, third, nobody out situation. He punches him out, a couple guys, and gets out of it. You know, I think it says a lot about him. He just kept pitching, kept going, and I give him some credit for that, no doubt. Oh, no doubt. Yeah, no, we needed to our offense needed to get it going today to get us back in the game. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. We got guys on base. I'll give McCoo some credit. You know, he made some pitches when he had to. Yeah, but we did have him on the ropes, you know, a couple times earlier, just, didn't push anything across. And, coming into this series, we certainly needed to score more than 5 runs, I think, as we scored in 3 games. But that's not going to get it done. Yeah, our offense has been better than that. Just didn't happen in this series.
Will you evaluate if Montgomery stays in the rotation versus going back to the pen? When will that evaluation
happen? Yeah, we got to do what's best for the team overall. Again, I thought Mike's stuff was fine. They're an aggressive team. They jumped on some first pitch fastballs and hit it. But again, he battled. He hung in there. Obviously, the 2-run homer and a 3-0 pitch to Altuve hurt. And Altuve kind of showed what kind of player he is today. He didn't miss a whole lot out there. So, we'll see where we're at here, kind of getting through the first homestand and go from there.
What are you seeing with Adam Lind right now at the plate?
I think when he does get a fastball to hit, he's not hitting it. I think he's fouling it off and kind of getting into some counts where he's forced to expand the strike zone a little bit or at least thinks he needs to. But obviously timing issues and whatnot. But, when you get a fastball in this league and you got to get it. You got to hit it in play and put a good swing on it. So, I would say as much as anything, getting his pitch and not hitting it, and then getting deep in counts and then chasing some pitches.
Cruz come through okay with his foot.
Yeah, he's really sore. He battled. He wanted to play today. Got out there. I thought he swung the bat very well. But when the game was kind of out of hand, kind of rally the troops and play for tomorrow.
To be honest, just not get a good read on that one. The ball off the wall there.
Yeah. I think it was a long run for Gomez to get to that ball. It's certainly a play. A ball hits off the wall, you should score on. So probably a little bit too close to second base when the ball actually hit the ground.
So there was all the comments there from the skipper, Scott Servais, after the ball game. Mariners lose to the Astros. They lose the series to the Astros and now try and bounce back with 3 against the White Sox starting tonight, 7:10 first pitch. And if you can believe it, these are the last 3 games at home for the month of July. Long road trip starting this weekend. The Blue Jays for 3, an off day, then the Pirates for 2, off day, and then the Cubs for 3. It's kind of a weird timing series. We'll talk more about that as we get closer. But a Friday day game against Chicago and then Sunday night baseball against the Cubs at Wrigley Field to end the month of July, then the Mariners back home in August. But these are the last 3 games, and ones that you don't want to miss as the Mariners take on the White Sox, a team right there with them in the thick of it in the American League. But the Mariners get a very difficult draw in these 3 games. And here's how it kind of maps out. Wade LeBlanc will take the ball in game 1. He's opposed by Chris Sale, the American League All-Star starter. This is his first start since the All-Star game. Sale, 14-3, a 3.38 ERA. He's one of the best there is, not only in the American League, but in baseball as well. So the Mariners will have their hands full tonight. Game 2, Wade Miley against Jose Quintana, who was an All-Star as well, and deservingly so. He's had an excellent first half of the season, 7-8, a 3.21 ERA, also a lefty. Two of the best. I mean, it's one of the best 1-2 punches going in baseball right now with Sale and Quintana, and the Mariners get them in the first 2 games of the series. And then day baseball on Wednesday, 12:40, first pitch. And it is so, so good to see Felix Hernandez is going to go in that ball game. Felix Hernandez, the scheduled starter, will return. He will take his turn on Wednesday against the White Sox, and that is going to be so good to see. Rick Riz, a chance to talk to Felix the day after his start in Tacoma that went very well.
How did everything go? 5 2/3 innings, your pitches, how did you feel after it was over? How do you feel today, Felix?
I feel good. I mean, everything was fine yesterday. And I feel pitch was working pretty good, good mechanic, way better than when I was in Everett, and everything was fine.
What's the last 5 weeks been like for you trying to get ready for this start? Because you haven't been on the DL very often.
I know. I mean, it's going crazy for me. It was different. I mean, trying to calm myself down, and but you know what? Now I'm ready. I've got no problems, and I'll go back there and pitch.
What was it like to be up in Everett with your brother as the pitching coach? What was that like for you?
That was kind of special. I mean, it's the first time me and my brother together. He's as a pitching coach, I'm as a pitcher. And it was fun. It was a good experience.
Did he come out to talk to you?
Twice. Well, one, he came out once to talk to me, and then the other one taking me out. I was like, really?
Great to have you back.
Yeah, thank you.
And it will be great to have Felix back on Wednesday against the White Sox. Then an off day on Thursday, and then three over the weekend against the Blue Jays. And, of course, Ken Griffey Jr. going into the Hall of Fame coming up on Sunday. We have a ton of stuff with Griffey coming up at the end of this week. Also next week, lots of stuff from Cooperstown and what is going to be a very special weekend for Ken Griffey Jr., for the Mariners organization, for Mariners fans everywhere, as Ken Griffey Jr. goes in wearing a Mariners cap. That's going to be a really special weekend. So we'll have a lot on that coming up as we move through this week. But Mariners trying to get back on track against the White Sox tonight, 7:10, first pitch. Right now we're going to hand things over to Charlie Furbush. Time for Bullpen Banter with Mike Montgomery.
Bullpen Banter's back. Hey, we're back again with another edition of Bullpen Banter. Charlie Furbush here with my special guest, fellow lefty Mike Montgomery. How we doing, Mike?
Oh, we're doing great, Charlie.
Doing great.
Oh, it's good to have you here. It's good to be back for all the people that are in Seattle here listening. Let's just get right into it. I want to know, how good of a golfer are you?
It depends who you ask. I'd say I'm pretty good. You've seen me golf. It's up and down.
Yeah, I think I saw you play one of the best rounds of your life, actually, with me.
You did, so yeah. You would say I'm good. Other people, such as Taiwan, yeah. He's seen me play my worst golf. So
yeah. Where did you spend your off season this past winter?
Southern California.
All right, that's good. That's a pretty big area. Can we give the fans a little more specific town or city?
Valencia, California, where I was born and raised. And my parents are still there, and got a bunch of friends, family out there still. So it was very enjoyable.
Give me your favorite team growing up, besides, give me basketball, baseball, football.
Go. Okay. Lakers, Falcons, Braves.
Falcons?
Yeah.
I thought you were a Raiders guy.
No, not a Raiders guy. That's down there on the list.
And Braves. I mean, growing up in Southern California, it was just... You didn't have much TV. TBS? Is that the only?
You had the TBS, but my dad's from there. My whole family, from his side's out there, and we would go out there at least once a year.
So no Southern accent either?
I got a little Southern accent when I go down there.
Yeah.
And, I start talking like them people from the South. Comes out a little bit.
All right. Well, what's one of your top favorite restaurants here in Seattle now you've been here?
Well,
obviously Jack's Grill, I get it, but besides Jack's Grill.
Besides Jack's Grill, obviously. I went to a place called Salty's in West Seattle. Seattle. Yes, very recently. I was a big fan of that. I actually went there for brunch, afternoon brunch. Yep. Yeah, I really enjoyed that. And I will say, I went to the Space Needle restaurant for the first time, didn't go last year. And, obviously it's a Space Needle. It's a little more touristy. I was a big fan of that. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I actually went there the other night myself and had a grand old dinner.
Yeah, it was a grand old time.
Grand old time. All right. If you could be one type of dog breed, what dog breed are you going to pick?
I got to go German Shepherd.
All right. Is there one specific reason behind the German Shepherd? Did you grow up with one?
No. I would just like to own a German Shepherd because... I think they're kind of cool. but
yeah, they are smart. So
they're very smart. They're
just like you. I would take it.
Not really. So that's why I would need the dog to.
You need a dog to help you along the way. Yeah, absolutely. Nice. Well, I'm a French bulldog owner myself, so. Yeah, little Otis is the man.
Yeah, I'm a fan of those as well. I'm gonna have to see yours. You're gonna have to bring it by sometime.
Yeah, I'll bring him in. We're gonna have a Bark in the Park day, and he'll be in there, chilling, making friends with everybody. You got a favorite player growing up, baseball wise?
Yeah, I had a couple Braves players like Chipper Jones, probably my favorite position player. Probably Tom Glavine. You know, he was a lefty. I was a lefty. You know, as a kid, you're like, oh man, I want to be like that guy one day. So I'd say those two. I mean, obviously I was a fan of, you know, Ken Griffey Jr. and Edgar Martinez and really just all the great, you know, players during that time period, you know, but I'd say just because I was really a fan of that team.
You know, I'm a big fan of going to the movies, and I want to know if you could be a superhero, what is one superpower you would like to inherit?
Super strength like the Hulk.
All right.
Yeah, that have that kind of strength. Just,
it'd be kind of dangerous.
It would be very dangerous, and you know that's.
You could throw a baseball like that.
Oh, he probably throws like 200 miles an hour.
You probably want to be a hitter, dude. You can probably hit it out of Safeco easy. Mike, thanks for being on the show. I hope you enjoyed it.
Thanks for having me, Charlie.
Absolutely. Way to kick it off. It's gonna be awesome. Here we go.
And now we're gonna end the things. We always end things with the week that was on Monday. Today, though, it's the first half that was. And some really shining moments in the first half for the Mariners. Here it is.
This is the week that was.
A look back on highlights and events of the Mariners' past week.
On Mariners Magazine.
The 0-2. Swing and a drive. Smash left field. Desmond, track, wall, gone! DeHoley wins it for the Mariners.
Two on the way, swing and a miss, strike three, and there it is. The King, Felix Hernandez, with career strikeout number 2,163, has just moved by the big unit, Randy Johnson, the all-time strikeout leader in Seattle Mariners history.
He's a great guy, first of all. I mean, he taught me a lot. When he was in Seattle, we talked a lot, and just to be out there with him and Sonoma.
The pitch, swing and a high fly ball deep center field. Billy Burns racing back to the warning track, to the wall, upper deck, goodbye baseball. Holy smoke, into Mount Davis.
This is my boomstick.
He winds, fires, swinging. This is clubbed out to the left field. This is gone.
DeHoley taking his time around the bases. As he just destroyed that pitch from Axford, he killed it out to left field, and the Mariners lead it 9-8 with two outs in the seventh inning.
Day-ho!
Robbie leans back, rests the bat on his shoulder. Sip winds and releases. Swing at a high, twisting fly ball. Does it have enough? Gone! Opposite way, and they cannot wait until Robinson Cano gets the heck out of Dodge.
Yeah, we just don't back down. I mean, you know, I make a mistake, they tie it up. You think, you know, it's easy for you just to say, oh, you know, we blew it, and to kind of tuck your tails in between your legs, but not this team. You know, they just keep grinding. We just keep grinding it out, and it's really fun to be a part of it. I mean, Robbie's just on a tear right now.
The 2-2 on the way. Slider, strike three, call, and it's over. The Mariners win it 5-2. Felix Hernandez with career win number 146 is the all-time leader in victories for the Seattle Mariners franchise.
The 3-2 pitch, swing and a fly ball deep to center field. Going, going, gone. Goodbye, baseball.
A walk-off home run for Chris Iannetta here in the bottom of the 11th inning. His third home run of the season, and the Mariners come away with a 6-5 win over the Tampa Bay Rays.
The right-hander's 1-2 pitch to Martin. Swing and a high fly ball deep to right field. Going, going. Goodbye, baseball! Leonis Martin with a walk-off two-run home run here at the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Mariners come back and win it. They win it.
Like
like a lot of fans, screaming at the top of my lungs, fists pumping in the air and jumping up and down, high-fiving my wife and really smiling along with everybody else. Those nights are magical, and ride. You're at the top of the wave. Ride it while you can. Don't call it a
comeback. Lobbered high to the video board in left field. This is up to the Western Metal Supply Building on the second deck. Deho Lee. Swing and a line drive right field. It's in there for a base hit. Pass Rosales. Aoki comes around to score. Here comes Gutierrez. He crosses home. First to third. Cano slides in. He's safe. And this comeback might be a real thing here in San Diego. Pitch to Romero. Swing. Line drive. Slicing right center field. And a base hit. It's in front of Jay. Here comes Lee. Comes around. Lee rumbles across the plate. And this game is tied at 12. Swing, flare, center field, the Mariners lead. Sean O'Malley has made this a 13-12 game with two outs in the top of the seventh inning, and you can knock them all over with a feather. This is happening in San Diego.
I don't think I've ever been a part of anything like that. That was incredible. The fight was pretty special.
Diaz comes set. The right-hander's pitch. Swing and a miss. 100 miles an hour for Edwin Diaz.
That ball was coming out of there pretty good. So, I was glad they took him out.
The 1-1 on the way. Swing and a fly ball. Deep to right field. Goodbye, baseball. Adam Lynn with a walk-off. Three-run home run here in the bottom of the ninth inning. And the Mariners win it. They win it. 4-3 over the St. Louis Cardinals.
Here's the pitch of the way. Swing and a fly ball deep to left field. No doubt about the distance. Goodbye, baseball. Upper deck, left field line. Holy smokes, what a shot by Nelson Cruz with Cano aboard. His 20th home run of the season. That is his eighth consecutive year with 20 or more home runs.
The first pitch tonight from Gibbons. Zunino swings, crushes this left field. This is gone! Mike Zunino's second home run in his season debut. The Mariners are teeing off.
It means a lot. It's a lot of fun just to be back here. There's been a lot of hard work in that, and you need that opportunity to have a chance like tonight. And I'm just happy to get that, and the team came out and played great, and I just wanted to contribute any way I could.
And the 0-2, he swings and rifles this high, right center field. Is it four strike games? It is! Grand slam, Seth Smith!
The 0-1 pitch, swing and a well-hit ball, deep to right field. Springer going back, and it is gone! Goodbye, baseball, and there it is, Robbie Cano with his 20th home run of the season, the seventh time in Robbie's career. He has hit 20 or more home runs.
All I want to see is winning. I say in the race, we're going to win games no matter how, and however. We just got to get there and keep fighting and trying to win games.